Good day, San Bernardino County believers and prayer warriors. Today, our prayer focus is unity, safety, protection, healing, restoration, and guidance for city leaders in San Bernardino City, the county seat of the county. Last Saturday, they held a citywide prayer event in front of the San Bernardino City Hall, which began a movement of united prayer for change in cities across our country. Many people from different churches united in praise and prayer in collaboration with politicians. They were admonished to say good things about this county seat of San Bernardino County, to declare what God wants to happen in this powerful region, to be a helper for its change, for lives to be transformed, with evidence by the reformation in the community. Over 30 neighborhoods were saturated with invitations to Easter services at a variety of churches. Over the next several days, we are going to be praying for this city. As one of the officials urged that day, let this not be a moment, but a movement. So, Father, we pray for unity in San Bernardino City, and that it would continue to be contagious to the cities around, and as we continue to the state and to the country. We pray, God, that more and more churches will combine together and collaborate and pray for change in this city that is known for some not so good things. So we pray over it right now, and we pray for its safety and protection. We pray for those who serve in those areas, the firemen, the police department, and all the other first responders, the medical people that have to go on scene, any one of them. We pray medical staff, the hospitals, think of Dignity Health in one of them in Loma Linda nearby. Father, we pray over each of these places and ask God that you would grant more safety and more protection, that we would see a decline in things. We pray for healing and restoration, especially among the homeless. We had to step over homeless people to get to this event, and that displays right there at the City Hall. So we pray, God, that people will help them, that the homeless will be wanting help, and that the help that they receive will help deliver them from mental illnesses, addictions, mental anguish, and any injustice that they've experienced. We pray for their lives to be changed by the gospel, that they're able to be citizens again, working and providing for their own needs. We pray, God, for the leaders that are in the city. What a daunting job they have to work through all the quagmire of red tape and remain ethical. We pray that they will feel our prayers. We pray for believers to pray for them continually. You tell us to lift up leaders. So we pray, God, that people will do that on a regular basis. So we just speak over each of them, grant them divine wisdom, show them needles and haystacks, creative ways to get things done that before were so hard, but now are so much easier. So we pray, God, that you would pave the way, that San Bernardino City would be so changed that when people come there, they want to know what happened, and that we will give them the answer. It was Jesus and his followers doing what he said and seeing lives changed as a result. In Jesus' name.